We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This stadium is going to be very steep. Stacked is the word that you're going to hear us say. The fans are actually going to be closer in the new stadium to the field than they are at Highmark. And we feel at Highmark it's an unbelievable viewing experience. It will be even better in the new stadium. All of that intensity will create tremendous noise, an unbelievable home field advantage, and an atmosphere that we think will be second to none in the NFL.
Ron Macuia of Pagula Sports and Entertainment. Some details on the new Bills Stadium, which is scheduled to open in 2026. You can check that interview from this morning out in full at WGR550.com and the Odyssey app. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio checking in along the way. The Extra Point Show live at Bills training camp here at St. John Fisher, just outside of Rochester. Let's go to our Wester hotline now and bring in Kate Majuk from Ball Blast Football, Locked On Dynasty Podcast as well, and DraftKings at FF Ball Blast on Twitter. Kate's been on the show before. Kate, thank you for joining me, and how's your day going so far?
It's doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I love a little bit of Bills Mafia, and you guys are going to be in for another exciting season, so I always love to talk the Buffalo Bills.
It, especially, you can even sense it here at training camp with all the Bills fans in attendance. There is just like an aura in the air with like everyone knows that the Bills are the Super Bowl favorite, and I would say the hype is it's not common around here that fans would be showing up like, oh yeah, we're the Super Bowl favorite in Buffalo. All right.
Yeah, you guys get to feel a little cocky coming into the season, but I mean it's all well deserved praise, and there's an absolute reason that you guys are the Super Bowl favorite. And it's another reason why I think we're all looking to get some Buffalo Bills on our fantasy teams in the season to come, because there's going to be some points scored. I have a feeling.
I think it's probably a good call. Our listeners might remember Kate for being on the show last year. Kate, I don't think there was a bigger Zach Moss stan in the world than you. It didn't go great, right? But I don't know. Were you officially off that train? How are we feeling about Zach Moss right now?
You know what? So I'm not off of Zach Moss yet. He hasn't gotten the opportunity with the Buffalo Bills. And James Cook, rookie, he's going to be, I think, a thorn in the side. But I think Zach Moss is now going to be another thorn in the side. I don't see him taking over the backfield by any means. I mean, what we saw from Devin Singletary last season when he was actually given a chance to carry the rock, was actually a pretty low-key, high-end fantasy option. But I think James Cook, I think Zach Moss, I think this entire system is going to be a three-headed monster. And, I mean, you guys are on the ground there in training camp. Maybe you can speak a little bit more to this, but not hearing fantastic things about that offensive line. So I'm not sure we're going to want any of these running backs with – the current state of things. What are you thinking? Because I'm looking to kind of stay away from this entire unit. It's going to be a mess.
I that's kind of how I'm approaching it as well. I, in all the underdog drafts I've done and a couple dynasty leagues and home drafts I've done, I don't think I have any of it. Like, I don't, maybe there's a James Cook share I have somewhere, but I'm not really seeking it out. The O-line is part of it. That now they have had injuries throughout camp here, so their healthy unit has really yet to be on the field together at practice. But even so, it's a lot of guys on one-year deals, and they've been kind of a middle-of-the-road O-line. I wouldn't expect them to be some dominant unit. So I think that's right. I think, Kate, the running back by committee approach is probably going to happen. The O-line is maybe pretty good, but probably not great. And Josh Allen throws the ball to running backs less than anybody in the league the last 4 years. Now, that's the one thing I would ask you, if you think, when they draft James Cook, do you think, all right, Allen doesn't dump the ball off to the running back, but is this a sign that they want to? I don't necessarily know why you'd want to, other than just not running it with Allen, but it was a curious pick, I'll say, to go back to the Cook pick.
It was definitely a curious pick, and I'm going to go back to Zach Moss here. Zach Moss has been a fantastic receiving weapon, and I think would the usage of a running back in the receiving game maybe help a little bit in terms of taking some of that pressure off of Josh Allen in the run game, and you know, some of those scrambling plays that do put him at risk. But you know what, like, it's so hard to take away those plays from Josh Allen, because that's what keeps the Bills alive every single drive. And that's kind of what makes Josh Allen so special, is that the play is literally never over, whether it's at the helm of a pass, or if it's his upside as a rush and his willingness to just take off. But I mean, I think the utilization of the running backs as receivers, that's definitely like a skill that Tom Brady, used to his advantage. But I don't know. I'm not buying into the fact that they're going to suddenly be, involving running backs at a high rate. I mean, you still have Stephon Diggs, who's got just an unbelievable rapport here with Josh Allen. You've got the Gabriel Davis breakout. We've heard great things about Isaiah McKenzie in camp. Like, all of these receivers are stepping up. And I think you've got to, keep the ball in Josh Allen's hands and make, the defenses pay with some of those plays down the field, because that's just what makes this offense so explosive.
Kate Majuk is on the Western Hotline, Ball Blast Football. You mentioned him. No fantasy guest is allowed to cross our airwaves without giving an opinion on Gabriel Davis. There's a Gabe Davis quota around here this offseason. So where are you at on him? What's right to expect? And at his current ADP, like, are you finding yourself intrigued with how high you gotta take him? Because I've seen him go inside the third, fourth round. That's probably atypical, but where are you at with Gabe Davis?
I'm not super psyched about Gabe Davis in terms of his current draft position, because recency bias, we obviously know that recency bias is a huge, huge thing, right? And I mean, there's no player that has better recency bias than Gabriel Davis in the playoffs. Had 10 receptions, 242 receiving yards, and 5 touchdowns over 2 games. Like, there's no player that has a better track record in terms of recency bias, because I mean, he was hard to forget last year in the postseason. But I mean, overall, with that being our lasting memory of 2021, I think it's a little hard to buy into what he can do, what we know his upside is in terms of what we should actually expect. We know that, Stephon Diggs is going to see the bulk of the target share here, but Gabriel Davis being drafted right around like wide receiver 29, when we've seen plenty of willingness outside of that, top end wide receiver one, we know that Josh Allen's willing to target the tight end in the end zone. We know that he's willing to spread the ball around otherwise. We know he loves those slot receivers. So, obviously with Cole Beasley gone, huge opportunity there for Jamison Crowder, who I think has been, when healthy, a pretty underrated weapon out of the slot here. I think for what kind of consistency you're going to get from Gabriel Davis, I think it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster throughout the 2022 season. Wide receiver 29 feels a little rich to me.
It's certainly rich. I don't think I ended up with him anywhere either, except maybe, again, like maybe one or two underdog drafts, just because You've got home drive. I got a home drive coming up this weekend. I'm fully expecting him to go in like the end of round three, just because like the hype is out of control. Now the thing is, like you do, I think you would agree with this. The offensive output for the Bills will be so high, there will be more than one person that's fantasy relevant. But I think as you're kind of detailing here, there's like throw a dart, right? It could be any one of like six guys. Dawson Knox, we haven't discussed yet, could even be that, where he takes another step forward as a tight end. Maybe it's Cook. Maybe it's Singletary having the touchdown production he had at the end of last season. So is that kind of the right way to frame it, as Diggs is lock solid and then at least one more guy is going to be consistent week to week, but we just don't know who it is?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, your mention of best ball here is kind of like the way I'm approaching it. Like, outside of Stephon Diggs, the place that I want these players and the place that I think I'm going to have the most share of, you know, Bills wide receiver twos and threes and even Dawson Knox, I think best ball is the perfect league scoring or the perfect league format to embrace some of these wide receivers, and because there is going to be a lot of upside with all of these guys. Like Gabriel Davis, I think he's you know, probably going to see right around 100 targets on the season. That's right around where I have him in my projections. Like, would you be surprised at all if he scores like 10 touchdowns? No. But I also wouldn't be surprised if some of these big games come in bulk, and that you don't necessarily get that consistent production week to week. Best ball is perfect because you don't have to decide when to start and when to sit. You just get to kind of collect all those fantasy points. But I think it's going to be a little bit of a revolving door. And it's just you have to have the right guy in your lineup in the right week. And that can be a hard, a difficult thing to predict, I think, for this Bills offense, especially with a quarterback who's as talented as Josh Allen and getting the ball to a myriad of wide receivers.
Kate Majuk's on the Western Hotline. A couple more minutes with her, Ball Blast Football. All that sounds right to me. We've got a lot of drafts coming up this month for fans, a lot of home leagues in the month of August. As we kind of bounce around the league a little bit, is there a guy around the league where probably not a household name for the casual football fan, but if you show up to your draft, you might have league mates that don't even know who this is, but you would be giving advice like, pick out this guy maybe at the end of a draft and take a flyer on him?
Yeah, I mean, plenty of these guys, but I do think somebody I want to give just an absolute shout out to, and you guys know this name, but probably not going to be a name that many people are walking away from, but Daryl Henderson, have to give him a shout out, running back with the Rams. I know Cam Akers is the household name and the name that everybody's walking away from drafts with, but Daryl Henderson is in the final season of his career, presumably with the Rams. I don't expect Daryl Henderson to walk away with another contract with this team. Everything we've heard outside of or coming out of camp this year is that Sean McVay is kind of embracing Daryl Henderson and Cam Akers as both of these guys as their RB1s. And I think we're going to see a much bigger rotation than we would have presumed heading into this year. Daryl Henderson, kind of across the board, has been the more efficient running back with the touches that he's had with the team. I think we're going to be really surprised. And I think that, you know, for as high as Cam Akers is being drafted, you know, sometimes in like, you know, RB like 12 territory. So he's being drafted as a running back one. And I think the split total is going to be a bit different here. If we're going like totally off the grid, I've got to give a shout out to one of my favorite quarterback sleepers. And this is deep sleeper, but Desmond Ridder, you're not going to have to draft him in your fantasy league, I don't think, as Marcus Mariota is probably going to get the start there for the Atlanta Falcons. But guys, we know what Marcus Mariota is. It's not anything worth writing home for. He's a great game manager. But Marcus Mariota, he's had so many struggles staying healthy throughout the year, even as a backup over the past couple of seasons with the Raiders. hasn't been able to stay healthy. He had injuries suffered like as soon as he touches the ball, and even in a backup situation. So Desmond Ridder was one of my favorite quarterback prospects coming out of Cincinnati. Was one of the most I think underrated prospects. I think mentally he was just one of my favorite and most prepared quarterbacks coming out of this 2022 class. Like killer athlete, phenomenal athlete. And I mean, this dude's going to be throwing to Kyle Pitts. He's going to be throwing to Drake London, who is my wide receiver one in this class. I would not be surprised, and this is a bold take, y'all, but would not be surprised at all if Desmond Ridder took over the reins and finished as a QB1 on a semi-regular basis with the weapons he's got as receivers and the legs he's got on the ground. Like, this dude could take the league by absolute storm, and you're not even going to have to draft him in your fantasy draft, but keep an eye on him in 2022, because I do think he's going to have a big season that nobody's going to be expecting from this rookie quarterback.
I like it. I like the deep pull on Ridder. And I, of course, if anyone has listened to me enough in the station, I've probably mentioned Daryl Henderson 10 times too many for someone doing a show in Buffalo, but I love that player a lot. Last thing for you, Kate. Chiefs wide receivers. Who's the guy you're betting on right now of the MVS, Juju, Hardman, Sky Moore group? Which one are you betting on the most?
It is Juju Smith-Schuster. And, guys, I'm a Steelers fan. So this is a player that I have watched play just nonstop. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL. But that is for a reason. Like, I've seen this guy come up clutch at the helm of Ben Roethlisberger throwing him the football, which that was not a good thing. We've seen a big drop in his production over the last couple of seasons, but it's kind of gone hand in hand with the offensive production, the lack of willingness to throw that ball down the field, the inability to really give Ben time behind that offensive line to allow the play develop. Like, I think when healthy, Juju Smith-Schuster is just one of the most talented wide receivers. We've already seen wide receiver one upside from him. Not just on one occasion, multiple occasions we've seen this upside from this guy, and he gets probably the most significant quarterback upgrade. Like, we've already seen Marquez Valdes-Scantling. We've seen MVS. We've already seen him with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, let's just get him out of the conversation here right now. Juju Smith-Schuster, when he was playing with Hall of Fame caliber Ben, played like a wide receiver one, and I think – man, if you guys are watching like the reports out of Chiefs camp right now, you guys have been got to be salivating at some of the plays Juju Smith-Schuster is putting up. I can't get enough of him. I'm going to have him in probably every single draft, except maybe my home leagues, where we're all going to be drafting Juju so high because, we're all Steelers fans in my home league, so there's going to be some competition for the guy there. But definitely roll with the upside route, roll with the high upside player. Juju's 25 years old, and we've already it's insane.
Wow.
I feel like we think that he's like old man River and washed and ready to retire, but. This dude's got a lot of life left in him. Give me Juju.
Yeah, that might beat out my guy for the league in the league. That was he's way younger than you thought. Was Austin Hooper, who's only 27 years old, now tight end of the Titans. I think Juju being 25 might beat that. That's pretty crazy.
He's a baby. He's still got plenty of years plenty of years to go. And I know everybody says follow the money because it was MVS that got that big contract, but I think this is going to be, by all accounts, an offense that, much like the Bills, we know is going to score fantasy points. We know there's going to be plenty of offensive production with or without Tyreek Hill. There's only so many targets we can funnel to Travis Kelce. Would not surprise me in the least if Juju walked away with 130-plus targets on the year, and that could be lowballing it for what we're about to see.
Juju also could have been pushing for that 1-year deal. Like, maybe it's probably very feasible. He could have either in Kansas City or maybe another team, got the same contract MVS got, but he's betting on himself, right? Give me 1 year with Mahomes, and I'm going to cash in next year. So
absolutely. And you know what? We've seen it. Every year we see the wide receiver market climb and climb and climb. And with the current competition, like the wide receivers that were looking for their contracts this season, there was no way Juju Smith-Schuster was going to compete with some of the names that were seeking their contracts. So
sure.
I think that was probably the smartest career decision. You bank on yourself for 1 year and then cash in next year, maybe get that multi-year deal. When we see, you know, probably yet another climb in the cap space and the market for these guys continues to climb, I don't think you're wrong at all there.
At FF Ball Blast to follow Kate on Twitter. Check out the Ball Blast Fantasy Football Podcast as you're getting prepped for your drafts, which I'm sure many fans are going to have this month. Hey, Kate, thanks again for joining me on short notice, and would love to talk again maybe once the season gets rolling.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being on. Kate Majuk from Ball Blast Football there on the Wester Hotline. We will take a timeout here. And as we kind of bounce around the AFC, did some AFC North last week. How about some AFC South? We're going to bring in Kevin Bowen, who covers the Colts, when we come back on the new Matt Ryan-led Indianapolis Colts. That's on the way next here on the Extra Point Show. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio checking in from practice here along the way on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.